Wall Street plans first prediction market ETFs tied to U.S. elections. Wall Street is preparing to list the first exchange-traded funds built around U.S. election prediction markets, CoinDesk reported on April 29, 2026. The filings would let brokerage clients gain exposure to political event odds through a wrapped, regulated product instead of routing through crypto-native venues like Polymarket or commodities-regulated exchanges like Kalshi. The move pulls a category that has spent the last 2 years inside CFTC enforcement disputes and state attorney general suits into the most familiar consumer financial wrapper in the United States market. A wrapper, not a new venue. The structural read is straightforward. Prediction market ETFs do not create a new election exchange. They package exposure to existing event contracts or to instruments that derive their value from those contracts into a fund that retail investors can buy from a normal brokerage account. That is the same architecture that turned spot Bitcoin from a Coinbase order book into an IBIT line item on a 401k statement. The mechanical difference matters. Buying a Polymarket position requires on-chain wallet setup, USDC, and acceptance that the venue itself remains in regulatory limbo for U.S. users. Buying an ETF requires a Schwab account. Distribution shifts from crypto-fluent users to anyone with a brokerage login. The regulatory backdrop is unsettled. The filings land in the middle of an open regulatory fight. The CFTC is currently suing Wisconsin to assert federal authority over crypto prediction markets, while 37 state attorneys general have joined New York in challenging the agency from the opposite direction. Polymarket itself is seeking CFTC approval to bring its main exchange back to U.S. soil, and Kalshi and Polymarket together are pushing into perpetual futures on the crypto side. An ETF launch effectively front-runs that fight. Once a fund holds election event exposure inside a 1940 Act or 1933 Act wrapper, the question of whether retail can access prediction market payouts is not a CFTC venue question. It is a question of what the fund itself can hold. That tends to produce faster facts on the ground than litigation. Why this is a structural moment? Three things change if these products list. First, daily price discovery for political events stops being a crypto-native artifact. Right now, when journalists cite the market on an election outcome, they cite Polymarket or Kalshi screenshots. ETF flows would add a separate daily regulated tape that institutional desks can quote without compliance friction. Second, the constituency for keeping prediction markets legal grows. ETF issuers, market makers, and the brokerages that distribute the funds all have direct revenue exposure to the category surviving. That changes the political economy of any future enforcement push. Third, the line between trading election odds and speculating on a regulated security gets blurry in a way that affects how courts read existing statutes. The CFTC's current position rests heavily on the argument that event contracts are commodities, not gambling. ETF wrappers complicate that framing without resolving it. The crypto native angle. For crypto users, the launch is not unambiguously good. The pitch for on-chain prediction markets has always been that they offer global, permissionless access to a category that traditional finance refused to touch. ETFs do not eliminate that pitch. They do compete with it on convenience for the largest single market. The closest parallel is what spot Bitcoin ETFs did to self-custody growth. Total Bitcoin holdings in ETFs surpassed BlackRock's other rails inside 2 years, and the marginal new buyer of Bitcoin in 2026 looks more like an advisory client than a Trezor user. A similar dynamic for prediction markets would mean Polymarket retains the deep liquidity and weird long-tail markets, while ETFs absorb the casual political bettor who does not want to manage a wallet. That is also the case where crypto cards and self-custody design become the differentiator. A user who already runs a self-custody spending setup is not the user who wants to express a political view through a fund prospectus. The two categories may simply coexist, with the ETFs taking volume and the on-chain venues taking the trades that need 24/7 settlement, exotic markets, or non-US users. What to watch next? The CoinDesk piece flags the filings as imminent, not approved. The variables that determine whether this is a one-quarter story or a structural shift are the SEC's posture on the prospectus, the CFTC's response, and whether the issuers price the products to compete with direct polymarket fills or accept a premium for the wrapper. Election ETFs that trade at a persistent premium to the underlying odds market would tell a clear story about who values the convenience.